It's Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.
You can find solace in more places than you might expect, at least in more grammatical places than you might expect.
That's what they say. Good morning, I'm Rebecca Kruth, and joining me now is University of Michigan English professor Ann Curzan. Good morning, Ann.
Good morning.
And I take solace knowing that we've got a lot of really smart, curious listeners, including the one who broached this topic. Am I right?
You are right. Joseph emailed me, and his question was, can the word solace be modified by sum, or is the sum already included in the solace?
That's a great question.
What's your gut? Do you think that you can find some solace, or do you just find solace?
I think I just find solace. And I take all of it.
And one of the things I love about this moment for linguists is that we can test our intuitions by going to these online huge databases. I went to the Corpus of Contemporary American English, and I searched solace to see what words tend to co-occur with solace. And you won't be surprised to know that one of the ones that is most common is find. So we find solace. We also take solace. We seek solace. So those are the verbs. The second most common word that co-occurs with solace is some.
Some. So you can take just some, not all of it.
Not all of it. You can take some solace in things. So the answer is yes, you can take some solace. Now, I started thinking about this word, which I'd never given much thought to before, and I was looking it up in various dictionaries, and I thought, wait a minute, is solace ever countable? In other words, can you ever say a solace? And my gut reaction was, no.
Mine too.
So I went and looked in the database, and of course, I was wrong. Here's an example. My back garden has been a solace. And as soon as I read that, I thought, oh, I could say that.
Of course. And I probably, you know, I probably have said it.
Now, here's another question as we think about this word. Can you make solace plural?
Solaces?
Uh-huh.
That sounds weird.
Once again, however, people do it. Here's one example. Fighting the same battles, seeking the same solaces.
Well, when you say it like that, it makes sense.
Yeah. Or here's another quote that I loved. It is from the American Scholar in 1997, and it goes like this. It was not the prospect of being deprived of money, keys, wallet, letters, books, long-playing records, drinks, the opposite sex, and other solaces of adulthood that upset me, but having to put up indefinitely with the company of other children. This was about, I think, whether or not you were going to have children, but the other solaces of adulthood. I saw that. I thought, oh, yeah, that sounds fine.
Right. Yeah, I can hear it now.
All right. What about as a verb, to solace?
Something that I do. Can I solace? Oh, you know, I just don't feel like I can.
And most of us don't. At this point, the verb is rare, but you can find it, including this example from 2011. He was solaced by the fact that he could put the expense on his expense account.
I like it as a passive, actually. I think that works.
I do too. That felt better to me than to solace someone. But what I like here is that I started thinking about this word and unpacking it and proved to be a really interesting one to think about. And I like the way I could test my own intuitions and figure out where I was wrong.
Well, I take solace knowing that there's a lot of ways to use this word.
And I hope you have a solaceful Sunday.
You too, Anne. Ann Curzan is a professor of English at the University of Michigan and the author of Fixing English, Prescriptivism and Language History. We look at the evolution of language every Sunday morning here on Weekend Edition. If you can't always catch us on Sunday, you can subscribe on iTunes. Just search for That's What They Say. And while you're there, give us a review. We like to hear what you think.